You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're back with you guys for another show. I'm Malcolm, that's the Black Dad.
Number one father and son podcast.
On the planet.
On the planet. You can take it to the bank. No, in the universe now.
Oh, right, right.
Because even if they want smoke on Mars or...
And in the multiverse.
It's a multiverse. If a father and son alien team want that business, we'll get in the business.
Right.
That is a fact.
I'm with that. Thank you guys for joining us. Let's do a quick roll call.
Yes.
I saw Hartford in the building. I see Atlanta, Georgia. I saw Orlando, Pittsburgh.
Yes.
I saw Dominican Republic.
New York is in the building. Baldwin, Chicago is in the building.
Tucson, Arizona.
Southside, Queens. I already know what it is.
Baldwin.
Okay. I like it.
Thank you. Buffalo. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Buffalo, man.
Rough Buff. Yeah, definitely. We'll talk about that in more details, but definitely send some love out to our people out there in Buffalo. Real talk.
San Diego, Tallahassee. Thank you for joining us. How was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. I'm alive. I'm well. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about some of the things the future hold. We did some. Oh, I had Noble over.
Oh, yeah.
I had my grandson over, and he's got a mouthful of things to tell me.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find out what the scribble scrabble and his voice is.
Yeah.
I'm going to descramble that shit, because he's telling me some foul shit you did.
Probably.
And he wants grandpa to come in and handle that business. Right. Nah, but it was really good. His energy is high. You know what I'm saying? Really good to see him again.
It was funny because when y'all told me I was coming to get him, I'm like, bet we could do mad stuff around the house now.
Yeah.
We're going to do some laundry. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. They came and got him. We went to Target. Came back home with the sleep. We needed a break.
All that shit went out the window,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. It was...
Facts.
But I went yesterday to Smorgasbord.
Yeah, you told me you went to the smorgasbord.
In Brooklyn, in Prospect Park.
And only ate one thing out of the smorgasbord. The whole purpose of the smorgasbord is to go down the line and eat some of everything.
Yeah, it was a lot of people out there. Yeah. So you kind of have to pick something, and that's got to be it. But it was too hot.
Well,
and
then we took Noble to two or three different.
Then we took Noble to the park, let him run around, and he's going up and down the slide. He took some kids soccer ball
as he should.
Yeah, mixed them up, and the other kid's parent was like, "Yo, it might be something there." So I'm like,
"Yeah,
I might have to explore that."
Absolutely,
it might be a soccer dad. I don't know.
Get him out there. That's right.
It might be a soccer dad.
Don't be one of them annoying soccer dads.
I have to
let your son learn.
Come on!
Be yelling at the referees and shit.
I have to.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Come on! Like, who would I be? You know what I'm saying? I gotta be ignorant out there.
Yeah, don't be too ignorant.
I have to be. Come on!
I'm speaking from a coach's. I've coached little league kids, and some of you parents are worse than the kids, man. It's ridiculous. Like, your son is not going pro, sir. He's not. He's nine.
Like, this is a half.
Yeah, calm down. This nigga's not going pro.
I'm gonna have him playing T-ball. I'm gonna have him flipping the bat. Imagine you see a kid flip the bat in T-ball. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Thank you guys for joining. Yo, real quick to the people who text us for the song. Something happened to where the Samsung people weren't able to get the song, and they got stuff.
Yeah.
Just download it off YouTube, because we don't own the actual music.
Yeah, and when I text you and I see green, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, what planet are you from?
Yeah, I'm not.
But there are actually more Android users than iPhone users. But when I text you and I see green, I'll be like, yo, son, like, what's the issue with this, with this green shit? You know. Yeah. But I get it. So we had a few snafus with that. But go to YouTube.
Yeah, so you can just listen to it at your leisure.
At your leisure.
Yeah, and I like the you got a nice response.
I got a really nice response, and I appreciated that because it's been a minute since I actually been in the booth cooking something up.
See, so. I didn't realize that people didn't know your caliber. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know because people were like really surprised. I'm like, wait, He spoke about like his upbringing and what he's done, and
a lot of people forgot. I'm in the building with one of my guards, Ramik 120,
right?
And we've been rhyming for 40 years, like, you know, just on the mic,
right? Right.
So and like you said, people forget about it, and then they go, oh, because you tell people you do, they go, yeah, whatever. So it was kind of nice to be reintroduced to a new crowd who thought, you know, Doc really couldn't put it in. And so that was really, really great.
Really cool.
And some things came out of it. Some people hit me up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm now being featured on about 5 different songs. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like it.
So that's dope.
Yep.
Well, let's get started. Let's get started.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
We didn't have any other announcements.
No, just make sure you sign up for our membership.
Yes.
You know, we got the free webinar coming this Wednesday.
Yes.
As we do every Wednesday, 8 p.m. sharp.
Yes.
We're going from 11 to 15 in terms of the principles to starting your own business. And while other people, like we said, are trying to give you these lofty expectations, we're starting from the foundation.
Right.
And we're showing you all the small things you could do. It's absolutely free. So if you into that, show up. If you want to hear me and Malcolm do a podcast, that's Monday and Thursday.
Monday and Thursday.
Don't get the days twisted.
That's it.
So we're offering that because we want to, you know, build something, you know, unique for those who are on the cusp and they're a little afraid to take the leap. Everybody should own some kind of business on their own. Whether it be small, doesn't mean you got to quit your day job, something else going on,
right?
You know.
But, okay, let's get to it. So, we're going to get to the Kendrick stuff a little later on because...
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that review later tonight because it's long, it's lengthy.
Okay.
And I think there are more important things in the world. I don't want to come out talking about Kendrick and they go, you know, people are dying, man, you know.
You're right. So, as you said, this over the weekend, 10 people from Buffalo, they were shot by an 18-year-old white dude, white supremacist. He actually live streamed the whole thing. It was a predominantly black neighborhood, and he had a whole 88-page manifesto.
Yeah.
A lot of racist, anti-black
rhetoric,
anti-Semitic stuff. So you already know what they kind of like showing, like, oh, he was anti-Semitic, but even though he was shooting black people.
Right, right. Well, a lot of the Anglo-Saxon white folk. They're also anti-Semitic or whatever that term means. in the way that the term is being used.
Right.
Their thing is about fight or flight in reference to their survival. Mm-hmm. Now, their survival has more to do with them not being able to produce at the rate that the original man is able to produce. So as a result of that, there's a deficiency in their ability to do so. So that has created fear, and the rhetoric that goes with that fear creates a situation where you have young people like this,
yeah,
who take that rhetoric, download that rhetoric, and they run with it.
The guy's name is Peyton Gendron, right? So he actually shot 13 people. 10 people were killed. 11 of the 13 people were black. And I'm getting this from CNN article. And there was like some weird stories coming out. Now it's like, you know, he's a loner. Like just right on time, he's a loner, or
he has mental issues,
mental illness, or he was actually a good kid. Because remember, he was a smart kid. I'm hearing a lot of stories about that as well. Mm-hmm. But anytime I see like mass shootings, and like it just seems to come out of nowhere. I always think like, what political piece is this going to be used for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Midterms coming up, and then in a hugely blue state, a mass shooting happens.
Yes.
A racist mass shooting happens.
Right.
Now, I've seen politicians call him a white supremacist. Usually they try to stay away from that
phrase.
Right,
right, from that phrase. But he had written on his gun,
right,
nigger.
Right.
And he also had, here's your reparations,
right,
scribbled on his gun.
Yeah,
which to me sounds too
movie-like.
It sounds too low-hanging fruit.
Right, yeah.
You like, what the fuck does he know, excuse my French, about reparations?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That kind of triggered me. He let the white guy in the store go. He said, sorry about that, as if he was specifically targeting black people. A few things strikes me a little odd. The guy who stood with him for 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Black dude, yeah.
Black guy, yeah. Said he recognized this dude looked lost. He wasn't from this neighborhood,
yeah.
But he had a t-shirt on that said genius. And on the t-shirt, it inquired him to want to talk about string theory.
Yeah.
This hillbilly nigga didn't look like he knew nothing about string theory,
right.
Evolution, all of these kind of things. So he sat and was intrigued enough to spend 1 hour and 45 minutes with the killer, mm-hmm, the day before, and nothing triggered him that this was odd and weird. And then the guy comes back and commits these horrific crimes during a blood moon.
Yes.
Let's not forget the aspect of astronomically, you know what I'm, yeah, saying, what was taking place. Remember, we had Friday the 13th the day before, and there's always some underlining ritual these devils is using with that energy. We had Mercury retrograde, so your communications. And then on top of that, that particular day, I believe, or this weekend is a blood moon, so blood was sacrificed. So let's look at it from all these perspectives. I listened to the black guy again today, and he had an earplug in his ear, and the shit went live by mistake as they was coaching him on what to say. So the piece is out there. You'll see it. Go to Larry Johnson's Instagram, and you'll be able to hear as the black guy was getting stuck. Some dude who's supposed to know about string theory and the evolution of life was getting stuck looking for a particular word to articulate himself, and somebody had to hit him in the ear with what word to say. So all of these things are starting to just sound weird in a blue state.
Yes, and then 3,000 miles away in another blue state, California, there was another shooting.
Right. So we got two blue states.
Yes, and y'all know my theory. Every time something crazy happens, it happens in California, in New York, or California. It goes back and forth. Every time there's a new variant, it pops up in California or New York.
And then New York, yes.
Every single time something happens major politically, they both states kind of mirror each other. And because, like I said, the midterms are coming up, and what the Democrats are doing right now, the Democratic Party, Joe Biden are doing, they're trying to lump everything into a slogan now. They're trying to make it, so now it's Ultra MAGA. That's the new thing.
That's the new joint.
Ultra MAGA. Like
Ultra MAGA.
Like there's, you know, there's people, there's Republicans, there's some good ones, but it's the bad ones. And
the Ultra MAGA.
Ultra MAGA. That's the one. So they're going to say this guy was ultra MAGA, right?
So this is the Chinese guy?
Oh, not the Chinese. I don't know about the Chinese guy. Apparently, this happened because of some Chinese-Taiwanese tensions that's happening. You know, I didn't know that was beef. This guy's from Las Vegas.
Now, when I see this, I see Manchurian.
Okay.
So I want to say that immediately.
Okay.
A lot of times, the signal or the sign that this whole shit is a psyop.
Okay.
When I see a Chinese dude, I think Manchurian Candidate, which means some mind control. And so I'm just connecting those pieces loosely and not with regard to the people who lost their lives. I want to be clear with that. We sent our deepest condolences to the victims.
Sorry, yes, we apologize.
I apologize for that. We're supposed to start with that.
Yes.
Because this is a sensitive subject for those who have, lost their lives or have loved ones who are affected by this. So bear with us and forgive me for not starting there. It just was a hot topic and we kind of, so let's keep all of these things in mind. But there's some Chinese tension?
Chinese-Taiwanese tension.
Okay.
Yeah, so five people got shot. One person was killed. The other four were like critically injured.
And these were Chinese people?
Yes, sir. I think Taiwanese
people. Taiwanese, Chinese.
Don't do that. They're going to get us canceled. Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, so I always think, because somebody in the comments just said, oh, you're trying to make everything.
No, I'm not trying to make everything a conspiracy 777.
I think things happen. Like I mentioned, because I said before, what are they going to use it for? Things happen and they use it. Never let a good
tragedy go to waste.
Right?
So 777, I want to be clear. I'm not pulling my shoulder out saying that this was, but the way I see things, I go down the middle first and I look at it for what it was, a strange lone gunman who did his thing. But now I got to peel back layers. I got to do the knowledge, so to speak. And the word nigger on the gun, no big surprise there. But reparations, that is a code word or trigger word mainly for black people. You know, a lot of white people are not into that word reparations unless they're in a political standpoint. So it's not to suggest he wasn't listening to black rhetoric, but reparations is something unique to our cause. So when I see that scrolled across a gun, that makes me go, okay, this may have. And then, like I said, there are other factors that go into this. He was a good kid, and they run in with the mental illness. You know, it's just a little. And then across country.
It's just always according to script.
And that's
every time.
And that's the thing. So what Malcolm is saying, and I agree with too, you never let a good tragedy go to waste.
It's crisis. So apparently somebody corrected this. It's good crisis go to waste.
Right. Good crisis go to waste. So they'll jump out in front of the same thing Al Sharpton do. Every time a black kid is gunned down.
What's the name was out there? Crump was out there.
And Sharpton them agreed to pay for the funeral of all 10 victims.
Oh, yeah.
So they never let a good crisis go to waste either. So they jump out in front of this because they know that there's going to be attention that is brought to them in regards to this. And then they flip it into something of a political stance to launch something else. So that's Malcolm's stance. I go a little bit more, let me see. But if it all makes sense, this is Lone Gunman. He drove 2 hours and picked a random supermarket to go to the day before and sit and talk string theory and the evolution of man with a black dude who looked like he had a GED, who had to be prompted inside of his headphones on how to articulate a situation in which he spoke to him for 1 hour and 45 minutes and it didn't trigger anything for him to go anywhere, do anything. It's just a little odd. Just a little odd.
Yeah.
All right. Even if you put all that shit in the pot and stir that shit up, the shit is missing some ingredients.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
At the bare minimum.
And as a scientist, you got to follow leads.
Right.
May not be nothing. You know what I'm saying? If I would have really pulled my shoulder, we could have.
But again, these cases always, the next couple days, just more and more stuff comes out. And, I always take it from there.
Same thing with the shooter in New York City.
Yeah.
Right? Just 3 or 4 weeks ago. How convenient was it that the camera, which is supposed to be monitoring that train station was out
yeah.
2 days before.
Yeah.
So they didn't see him going in. He shot everybody in the leg. Nobody died, and he's supposed to be a mad killer. This was kind of like, really?
Yeah.
Along with other things, when we just start piecing this thing together, we start peeling back the layers. It just, you know, or let's not get into Epstein, who was in a prison.
Facts.
Being guarded 24 hours on suicide
yeah.
watch
yeah.
by two highly trained correction officers.
And commit suicide.
Who happened to fall asleep.
Yeah.
The cameras happen to go out, and he dies.
Yeah.
That's like saying you know.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, the next couple of days, there's going to be more stuff that comes out that just makes it even more confusing.
And not to cut you off, I saw a picture of a news reporter or somebody, and he had two different names on two different news channels.
Was that true?
I saw the picture. I don't know if somebody doctored it up.
Somebody, I don't know.
See?
Somebody confirmed that in chat. He be fake news.
I'm not fake news in this. Somebody I'm telling you what I saw. Chat. But a lot of the crisis actors, remember, they got multiple roles.
That is a hot word.
Yeah, that is a hot word on this shit.
I'm just gonna put the allegedly button in there.
Yeah.
Just cause, you know, just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
Because what's his name is getting sued right now. Alex Jones is getting sued right now. They still going with that lawsuit.
Oh, with the
Sandy
kids.
Hook.
Sandy Hook.
Yeah, still going with that. So
well, if you sue me, it's for practice. Like
But yeah,
some
people were trying to send us the live stream. I wasn't gonna watch that.
I don't want to see the live stream of him killing people or allegedly killing. Yeah. I'm not into that. I'm not into that part of the culture. You know, to actually see people either lose their lives.
I'm okay with that. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good on that. So again, we want to send our deepest condolences out to the families who lost somebody, and we just want to pay attention. Of the things that are coming out and continue to come out, whether from a political standpoint,
a conspiratorial standpoint,
or just
it happens,
the ones who are looking to take advantage of a situation.
It happens like clockwork. Like I saw the news. So apparently, there's an uptick in anti-Semitic crimes on college campuses, and Jewish people are afraid to openly announce what their religions are, what their faith are in public because of, you know, and I'm just like, are y'all making this up? Like, you know what I'm saying?
The media can make up anything they want to make up.
And there's scholars from these universities saying, yes, we Jews are the scapegoats again. We've always been the scapegoats
because
in history. I'm just like,
remember, the victim consciousness is a
money.
That's a money drawing thing for everybody except Black people.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Everybody but Black people can pull the victim card. Chinese people. We just saw Biden sign the anti-Asian bill and this and that. So everybody else can pull the victim consciousness card except Black people.
Yeah.
When we pull it, let it go. Forget about it. It was 500 years ago. It was this. It was that. So with that being said, you know the protocol. You know what this is. And yeah, gents, you know who we are. And all that kind of stuff. We know that.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Elon Musk said the Twitter deal, he's actually putting it on hold. Now, I thought this was interesting.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. Because he's been made aware of how many fake accounts are on Twitter.
Mm.
It's a lot of bot activity on Twitter.
Ah.
Now, these figures had to be made public. So now he's like, yo, this is not the same
deal.
This is not the same deal because a lot of these accounts are fake.
That's like you telling me I got 10 million subscribers I'm getting ready to inherit, and then I realize I only got 7 million.
Right.
Because 3 million was robots.
Right. So remember, he offered $44 billion. So now he's going to try to, restructure the deal. And that goes, now the actual shareholders, Twitter people, they can sue the actual board because, like, y'all have been lying.
Yes.
About how many people. And then that exposes a lot of the political games that's happening. That exposes a lot of stuff. So I think some people have a theory that he only did this whole thing to expose that.
That's one theory.
That's a theory, right?
That's a theory.
Or he did this whole thing. Because that'd be interesting. Because
no.
I've always felt like there was a lot of bots on Twitter because when the talk about the jab come up, it's always Johnny 360
right.
gives you these are safe and effective. Like
and no picture or no real background, so you know that they're bots.
Like they 50 followers, 50 following, like you get what I'm saying? So I've always thought there was a lot of bot activity on Twitter. And you gotta think, right? I've always said Twitter's not real life. So right. when a lot of these big political changes happen and it be because of a small minority on Twitter and they're not even real people.
Yeah.
What does that do?
Yeah. No, but we also got to look at it that the world we live in now is intertwined with reality as yeah. we know it and the perception of reality or the manufactured of thought mm-hmm. through the algorithms. Mm-hmm. And all depending on how strong the algorithm is, it does sway people's attention and opinion on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like you start putting up, right now, people start putting up flags of the triad or whoever these Chinese people who died. It might start.
The triad.
That's real, son.
I get it.
You fuck around with them Chinese people in the triad, come see your ass. Anyway, so let's say you start putting up the Taiwanese flag.
Yeah.
It can start robotically or algorithmically, and then you just feel like you want to get out ahead of that, and now you got a Taiwanese flag on your fucking page. You don't even know what the hell that shit is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then your friends see it. Oh, it must be something important. And now now a whole bunch of you people got a flag of Taiwanese people, and y'all don't even know what the hell that shit is on the map.
Or blue and yellow Ukrainian flags.
Or blue and yellow Ukrainian flags. No disrespect.
No. Disrespect.
And now, did you know? Watch your bill at the restaurants now.
Yes. Yeah, so
when you get your bill, they taking a dollar.
Listen.
For Ukraine.
I want my
dollar. Without your permission.
I want my dollar.
It just be like a dollar. Send that bill back.
I want my dollar. You better not send my
dollar. How about a dollar for reparations, motherfucker?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's get that shit going. A dollar?
Yeah.
Without you knowing? Come on, son. That's not right. I'm sending the bill back.
Yeah.
But son, we print a new bill.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I saw that too, 10%.
10% COVID fee from where? Like restaurants?
And airport restaurants.
Oh, so they can make back their money.
Yeah.
I don't want to be insensitive, but 10%. Fuck, that's a lot.
You sound like Frank Lucas, 10%.
10%.
He just cuts into my business.
It cuts into my business, homie. And I don't want to sound insensitive.
Yeah.
But that's a bit much. Ask me as an option,
yeah.
like when you go certain places, they got that little jar there,
yeah.
and it says, would you like to donate to little kids with one short arm and one long arm? And I go, yeah, I'll throw a few little change in there. Yeah. But if I don't, it's not like an option. You know, I don't know why I picked short arm, long arm kids.
Because you just wanted to say something mean.
I wanted to say something really mean, yeah. You know, niggas be taking that shit too now. You can't leave that money out there and excuse that shit.
Yeah, so
Ronald McDonald House, remember them little jars that was there?
I remember that, yeah.
Said, let me get a two-piece.
I remember that,
They could be out with the jar and shit.
Yeah, so this Twitter thing, like, keep an eye on that. Always just keep an eye on the stuff
you
mentioned because I think there is something to that. Like, I don't think he just woke up and said, let me buy Twitter. There's something.
No, he's a shrewd businessman.
Yeah.
To begin with. You can say what you want to say, and I'm not sure how he got all that damn money, but he has it.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to say, I'm willing to spend $44 billion to buy some shit that ain't real, right? And have you, and just like if you're going to acquire a company, I want to see the
I
books.
I need the numbers, yeah.
I need the numbers, yeah. Okay? And if the numbers ain't, if the math ain't mathing, as Malcolm would say, I got a problem with that.
And then, like, that's public now, too.
Got you.
It's public now, so now like shareholders could sue them, and now they asked out because if y'all basically defrauding us.
Y'all basically defraud, making me think I have more value in my stock than I actually
than I do.
That's fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You just said that.
Yeah,
but I wanted to say it.
You
so
wanted to just come up.
I get credit for that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. That's no good.
So pay attention. Like I said, pay attention. It's all good.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So continuing with our confusion, I don't know, we haven't put this all together yet, but there's a lot of big name people selling off their music.
Oh, yeah.
So now another one, Pink Floyd. Somebody sent this to us.
Oh, Pink Floyd selling?
Pink Floyd is putting up their entire catalog, which they're saying could fetch more than Bruce Springsteen's $500 million deal. They're putting up this for sale. BMG and Warner are competing for the catalog. Now, I think what we're seeing right now, we're seeing like the complete overhaul of the music industry. Because remember, a lot of black people, let's just put black people, a lot of black people didn't understand the music industry, right? Mm-hmm. And then they got it to the point where, okay, my masters are important. I should keep my masters because I can do some, I can make money forever, you know, with
for years to come.
My, you know, my kids and stuff like that. Now, we're seeing huge names. Remember, Jimmy Iovine just sold his drink.
Yes.
A lot of people who have ownership of some hits, some classic catalogs, are just selling them off to these big groups. So what do they know that, you know, that about the music industry that they just okay with selling that off? You know what I mean?
Again, it has to be, there's going to be a change in paradigm.
Something, yeah, something that they
some
know.
Some kind of shift, sort of like when we went from the actual physical CDs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you could, that's where Jay-Z and them and Diddy and them got rich during a boom when you physically had to buy the CD. Mm-hmm. Once the streaming shit came on and Napster came on, that changed the game. It almost left the industry assed out until they figured out, okay, now I need to team with Apple and other places and start getting residuals off my shit or we screw.
Yeah.
So now, how long has that run its course? That's run its course now
quick
because there's people out here who can do whatever they want with streams. You know what I mean? So now the industry has to find ways to go, okay, hold up.
Yeah.
So they probably wanting the ones whose catalog is worth something going, listen, get your money now.
Yeah.
Because we ain't going to the metaverse with this shit. Your songs could be worth more in the metaverse playing and, you know, so many other different things. So get the money while you can, because my only other theory is they're building the bunkers.
So they're just getting any money?
On Mars.
What is the money going to be worth?
On Mars. And they are rich and they're going to fly out and leave you niggas here. Somebody hit me up with this theory and I want to share it with you and I never really thought about it. Somebody said the Flintstones and the Jetsons is during the same time span.
In the same universe, yes.
In the same universe.
Yeah, well, they had crossover episodes. I've seen those.
So not only that, but the people who were on Earth, because Fred Flintstone had a TV. Yeah. They had a car, even though you had to get your feet going and shit. They had the record player and they could put the shit down. And niggas are jamming. So they had some remnants of a future civilization. The Jetsons was the rich folk who went up into space.
Yeah.
So it's the same time span, just how your money's stacking. And based on the way my money look right now, I'm going to be down here for Flintstones. That's all I got.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Upside down, what was it? The upside down rubble double cake. That was my favorite episode of the Flintstones. Y'all know what it is. If you were Flintstone watch, it was the Flintstone and Betty told this nigga, don't use recipe B, use recipe A. He got slick, he used recipe B, and now his cakes was hard. Flintstone upside down rubble double cake. Nice. I just dated myself.
Yeah. Brontosaurus burgers.
Brontosaurus burgers. The niggas had the Illuminati.
They did?
Them niggas was wearing hats.
They did.
Woo! Niggas had a secret society and
They did.
Yeah, they had all that shit.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break.
We'll take a quick commercial break and we will be back.
We'll be back.
Shortly.
And we are back.
And we are back.
Shouts out to our advertisers.
Yep, we appreciate you.
Support them. Their information is in the description below. Don't forget to hit the like button while y'all are watching. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all see this t-shirt I got on? Best dad on the planet, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
What's messing with that, bro? Yeah. And I'm giving you a precursor because Father's Day is coming.
Yeah.
You know we're about to roll out the Father's Day designs.
Well, you know, Father's Day and Juneteenth.
Look at Odyssey.
On the same day. You know that, right?
Father's Day and Juneteenth?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So.
Black Father's Day sale.
Black Father's Day sale.
Yeah, Odyssey was a mess here. I don't think y'all understand.
She was a monster, yeah. You can see it in the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't understand, man.
Yep. So that's what it is. Father's Day is coming, and we're going to rock out with that with y'all.
Facts. I'm sorry for the mothers and stuff, but we two dads, so. Yeah, and it's the Father and Son podcast.
I mean, I wouldn't want to wear the Mother's Day shirt. That might be a little weird.
It's a little weird. It is.
But we could next time have a few mothers, like modeling some stuff.
We could. We could. You're right. You're right.
Mothers get all the great shit. If I get a tie, I did well. If I get some fucking socks, mothers get all kind of coffee makers. Yeah. And it's the greatest day ever. Mothers. Yeah. Dad, yo, what up, Dad? Yeah. One time the nigga just threw some socks at me.
No, I didn't.
Didn't even fucking wrap them shit up.
No, I didn't.
He had a little Chinese bag. This nigga socks.
No, I did.
Crusty feet, motherfucker. Take these socks. I was like, damn. Foul and shit.
Oh, man.
You know? But, yeah, so we'll do something nice for the fathers. Yes, I'm ready for Black Father's Day. So beautiful, beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Now. Okay, Friday the 13th happened, and then Kendrick's album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, dropped on Friday the 13th.
Ooh, okay, you want to take it there?
Yeah,
okay.
let's do it.
All right, all right.
Right? So, I listened first day, and off the first listen, I liked the album, right? I'm going to say this is a great album, but I was like, I'm not going to come back to this, a lot of these songs ever again, because a lot of them were just like, you know, real therapy sessions. I'm just But then I went back through it a couple more times, and when I went back through them, I was like, this song's dope. I actually like this song. So the album actually got better the more I listened to it. Mm. Kendrick has a way with doing that. I don't know how he does it.
Yes.
Like, the more you listen to his albums, like, the better they get. I appreciate this album. I think this was the most transparent he's ever been in his music. Even though he tells a lot of stories within his music.
Yes.
But this time, like, he was just giving it all up. And you could tell that he had a lot to get off his mind. Especially, it's been 5 years since his last album, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you could tell, like, he was really sitting on a lot of things. He was really just kind of watching a lot. He was really just in a lot of deep thought. And I appreciated this album. I did. How about you?
Okay, I see a lot of people didn't really like the album. That's cool. This album was art in its greatest manifestation, and allow me to explain. Kendrick does one-offs, so he doesn't ever replicate what he does. And I tell y'all people all the time, as an artist, it's easy to do what Drake does in the sense of he know this is winning, and I can just replicate this formula and win and win and win because it's about record sales. Friday the 13th was your 50th birthday. Shouts out, Perkins.
Happy birthday to you, Christopher.
Yeah, I'm dropping a bomb to that. That's that big number, 50.
50 is a big number.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
So, so immediately, what people are expecting from him, he set the bar so high that anything that doesn't or is not as comparable in people's mind, but art does not work that way. Now, record sales work that way. Mm. And he can run rings around. Let's be clear. Kendrick Lamar can run rings around 95% of the MCs you know. So he can make the same songs over and over, make his money, mind his business. But that's not what true art is about. You're trying to shift the paradigm. You're trying to make people think. You're trying to be reflective. I give Kanye more credit than most people do because not yet has he given me the same album. Doesn't mean that they're all dynamic and they're all dope. It's hard to come up and be creative. And because when you're being creative and you're going to sacrifice sales and money, then you're sacrificing ego. Right? This was the most transparent album I heard since my album. And I'm going to be clear because I'm going to make some comparisons, not to compare myself to Kendrick Lamar per se, but I want to let you know what I went through. When I did the Walk With Me album 11 years ago, it was about drug abuse. It was about substance abuse. It was about neglect. It was about me telling my oldest son I wasn't his biological dad. It was about me not being, have spending time with my, it was about kidney failure. And what it did for me,
just being transparent, it freed me. It freed me on a level you couldn't possibly imagine, because most of us are going through some similar stuff and we never get the opportunity, either because of our own insecurities. So we build all these blocks and layers to cover up what's really going on inside. I am actually jealous of Kendrick Lamar because he's a young dude. Mm. For him to figure this out so early, he just freed himself, because he talked about him being molested. He talked about family members who were gay, mm-hmm. and trans, this and that, and trans, yeah. and this and that. He talked about his father. He talked about his mother. He talked about so many topics, black issues that were affecting him, that were holding him down. He didn't have to do that. He could have just gave you a hard bump and boom bap album, and most of y'all would have been satisfied with that. He decided to give you his life in art, right? This is not something you're gonna bang in the Jeep. You know what I mean? You got the drop top going. This is a reflective moment. Now, with that being said, keep in mind, 11 years ago, I did this album in a weekend. I went into the studio on a Saturday, and by Monday, the album was done, the entire album. And I'm not bragging about my ability to not write and do that. I'm only saying that to say I didn't have no damn budget. You know what I mean? If I would have had a $2, $3 million budget where I could have took 2 and 3 years to craft an album, the album that you heard, the Walk With Me album, would have been 10 times better. And it still, to this day, resonates with a lot of people. It's mm-hmm. a very dope album. So I had to get all that shit done in the weekend because of my budget. I had my man Gary Cooper singing on hooks. He was dope, but it should have been choruses. It should have been so Rob Meek, you know, 120s on it. I had to summon the family. It's a lot that goes into it. But you want to know why I'm up here laughing the way I'm laughing now? It's because I freed myself so many years ago. Now, there are different things you can do. Some people are laughed into protect themselves from crying.
Shield, yes.
As a shield.
Yes.
I still a little bit of both because I'm still going through things. But when you crack that code and realize where the freedom lies, everything else just makes sense. So when I listened to his album the second and third time around, at 3 a.m, that's when it really hit me. This may be his last album. You know what I mean?
I think he has some more stuff coming.
Well, he don't have to deal with this no more.
No, right.
Now
right,
he
right.
can get back to the nigga shit
yeah.
if he wanted to, and just show you his creative
yeah.
energies and things of that nature. So, we cried together.
Yeah, that was a lot. Right?
No. But that song alone, if you understand the principles of what black men and black women go through with each other, the things we say when we're hurt
yeah.
at each other, the things that we're willing to say to each other, and it's still gonna end up with us in a session of lovemaking.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Right? So it's a lot to unpack. The song about the molestation, the mm-hmm. song about transgenderism is gonna piss people off, but it's my stance, and it's always been my stance. I love my cousin, so what, she gay. Mm-hmm. What the fuck you want me to do? Not love her because mm-hmm. she's gay? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, facts.
Love is still the strongest vibration on the planet. Love hella right. Takes a lot to get there, but when you do, it changes everything. So, if you listen to the Kendrick Lamar album because you wanted some, you know, him to do that thing, this is not that project. All of us should free ourselves. I'm not saying you need to be a spoken word artist or an MC, you need to go speak to your therapist. You need to have them family sessions, them family secrets that are eating at you, which is a cause of cancer, right? Things that are eating at you internally. So collectively, you got things you've been holding for 30, 40 years. Do you know what it took for me to look at my oldest son every single day and him thinking I'm his biological dad from 8 months old, right? And I'm living with the lie. The song is called Yesterday I Cried. You know what I'm saying? And so it boils down to, how can I tell you to be on a principle of truth and I built the foundation on a lie? That shit was eating at me. So many other things were eating that when you release them, bro. So use this album as a release. Do not use it. And it came at the perfect time. You know what I'm saying? With all this chaos going in the world, any man that makes himself vulnerable to these type of discussions.
He was giving it all up.
He was giving it all up. That means you have removed ego from the equation.
Yeah.
So for that, I gave it 9 out of 10.
I gave it 8.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's subjective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for those who didn't like it, I get it. And that's the beautiful thing about art. I might look at a picture and I see it. You might look at a picture and it makes no sense at all. And we're both right. Right? Because it's not absolute. It's what resonates with you. And so many of us are covering up so much stuff that it agitated a lot of people. I saw a lot of people all week long, and I could tell they wasn't saying he couldn't rhyme. They wasn't saying that his bars and the music wasn't tight. They were agitated because it ruffled some feathers that perhaps they're not really able and willing to deal with.
Yeah, I mean,
so salute.
Like somebody said, like they wanted to follow up to them.
You can find my album on Instagram, Spotter,
Instagram,
Spotify, iTunes, Tidal. Put in the album, Walk With Me, The Black Dot. All right? I did that album in a weekend, and I'm just keeping it a bean with you.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, kudos to
Kendrick Lamar
for his body of work, and it's really not going to be for everybody, but I gave it a 9 out of 10. And there'll be other people. I think Red Pill, Blue Pill, and KT, the Arts, they're going to do extensive reviews, you know, on the album. I just wanted to spend some time with that, you know what I'm saying, and drop that for you. So it's definitely worth a listen. And like I said, my album, Walk With Me, is on all of those streaming platforms. It came out 11 years ago.
And Kendrick, this is his last album on TDE,
which stands for
Top Dog Entertainment.
Yeah, them people that got shot, it was at Tops supermarket. No,
was it?
Yeah, it was called Tops. I don't know if that's a connection. I'm just simply saying.
And he started his own like label. I think PG Lang.
Okay.
And I think everything he's gonna be doing, I think he's gonna have his own artist. He has his cousin on there.
Akeem or something.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So
that girl was amazing on the We Cry Together song.
Taylor Page.
I've never heard of her before. She's an actress?
She's an actress, yeah.
Oh, yeah, boy.
She's an actress.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Oh, listen to that song. Let's please.
Yeah, that song gets one play out of me. That's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
That is, woof.
I was just like, let me turn this down.
But really? You got to put this in your face.
Yeah.
Right? How we feel about each other, the black man and black woman. How we feel about each other when all the smoke clears, we truly do love each other. But we got this filter. You got that filter. Fuck your moms. No, fuck you. Fuck the whole song. The hook on the song is fuck you. Small dick nigga, fuck you, bitch. Your pussy ain't wet. Yo, shit was crazy. But what are we not willing to say when you poke and you hit them sensitive spots? Because we all got them.
Yeah.
Nigga, you wasn't really putting in the work, you small dick. What? I should have fucked your cousin. And fuck your mama.
Yeah.
It was very cinematic. So
yeah, that's funny.
Go get that.
Yeah. You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
People got like a lot of.
Joseph Judkins, thank you for the cash app.
A lot of like opinions about the album, which is good.
And they should.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I hate When you get into this Twitter thing before you hear the album and you just rock, you listening to what people are saying before you even laid your own ears on it, some people deemed it a classic or deemed it a... No, you got to listen to yourself. Even when I go see movies, don't tell me, yo, the movie was whack. I'm still going to see it.
Yeah.
Because I need to put my first eye on it. I may see something you didn't see. So for those who know better, you know, young people get caught in that when it's the greatest thing since... But elders who know how to understand and listen to music, and it should create a conversation back and forth, because where you are in your life and where I'm at in this one, we resonate in different places. So perspective is beautiful. And that's, I want to put out an album that has people talking as opposed to, it was all right. Mm-hmm. It was all right, yeah. So the talking is great.
All right. So somebody else sent me the story and I saw it. I think on, I remember the football player, Larry Johnson, he be going in.
Yeah. He goes in.
He goes in on Instagram.
Larry Johnson goes in.
Yeah. So apparently, Biden, is setting up a stage where he's handing more control of America's healthcare system and U.S. national sovereignty to the World Health Organization.
Yes. I saw that. And there's supposed to be a vote on that. So
yes. And that is worrisome.
CK, thank you very much.
I'm reading, the 75th World Health Assembly will convene at the United Nations headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, with delegates from 194 nations to vote on Biden administration's amendment that will hand over national sovereignty and authority to the WHO during the pandemic carried out. This is like which kind of... Just basically kowtowed to China and you know, the whole
yes.
thing.
Yes, and it's like something that. We need to pay attention to because there's going to be a series of distractions regarding that. Okay, so keep that in mind when this Geneva vote comes through the WHO or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's going to be something that covers that up. So let's stay diligent and don't get off our square with the distractions because this is huge.
Yes,
and this is not fake news. This is actually huge.
I saw a clip. I think I sent it to you, and it was during the Biden Trump debate. And Trump was just going. He said, "I don't get money from China. You do. I don't
and
get money
from Ukraine. Right.
You do. I don't get money from this place. You do." Like he was just like,
"Yes."
He was like, "You. We were talking. I'll put that article in the chat right now."
Yeah, and he was spot on. Yeah, that was during the debate.
That was during the debate. Yeah, and everything he's saying, I'm just like, "Yo." How did nobody, and remember, Trump was talking about the Hunter Biden laptop thing, and that was before when that was.
And they kept dismissing it because
it was dismissing
Trump.
It was Russian disinformation, stuff yes. like that. And now it's true. So you could watch those debates with another set of eyes, like,
another
yo.
Set of eyes now, because now you don't know what was true, or now you have to reassess what was true. Keep up the great work, but that Mr. Morale album can't compete. With any of his previous.
Yo, because here's the thing.
I appreciate your opinion.
Here's the thing. When I first heard To Pimp a Butterfly, I did not like it.
I did not like it either.
I had to come back to it.
That was my worst album until I revisited.
Right. Yes. I did not like it because it was just like.
I was missing the concept of it because I was kind of like, I was going off the energy of Good Kid.
Yeah.
And he kind of pivoted on me. And instead of me knowing as an artist what that pivot means. Yeah. It's not to replicate myself in any form because there's really not a lot of creation going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing the same things over and over is not creating anything. It's replicating a format that has already been there. It is hard as an artist because your audience don't understand you and they compare this work, as the brother's doing, to your previous work and you're trying to carve out a new lane to say, I am standing here right now in my progression, in my awareness, in my spiritual growth. I tried to listen to Jack Harlow's album, though. Terrible.
Yeah.
It was so void of soul
and
spirituality. I gave that white boy a chance. I did. I pressed play.
He was trying to sound like Drake.
I was trying, and it just did not resonate with me at all. And I'm not saying that because he was white, but it was lacking of anything melanated.
And for the record, spiritual. I think Good Kid, Mad City is his best album.
Yes.
Well, that's my favorite. That's my favorite album.
Damn is my favorite
album. I think Good Kid is a complete, like, down to the skits, a perfect album.
Yeah, Nicholas Pollard, thank you so much for the cash.
That's just me.
Yeah, but see, that's...
Even, and you can even go to Section 80. Section 80 is amazing, too.
But that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what... And let's not get into the Kanye's, because people will tell you Dark City...
My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Twisted Fantasy. Some people say the 808 Heartbreak.
That is the best album.
Change the Game. Some people... And that leads to conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what it's supposed to be about. When I know, when I listen to Pusha T, no disrespect, I'm getting a very shallow point of view about drug selling. And I'm like...
And it's hard.
No, it's hard. It's but hard. I don't need to know 57 ways to cook up cocaine. Yeah. I don't.
That's okay.
I need to know, now I need to know what led him to that life.
Okay.
Now you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So now you told me who you are in that sense, but what happened in your childhood that made you go, I got to get out in these streets? Was your mama poor? Were you on Section 8? Were you eating mayonnaise sandwiches, drinking sugar water and shit? Was you eating the bologna that fry up in the middle and the shit, blah, 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 you know, bubble in the middle? Was you trying to cut that government cheese real thin and you never get it thin the way you're supposed to? And then you try to grill that shit and that shit don't melt? Or ketchup sandwiches and shit? Or cereal with carnation milk?
Y'all was in the trenches,
fucking man. Nigga, my mom's went down the no-frills aisle, nigga. My shit didn't say Fruit Loops. My shit said Fruity Rings. The shit just said cereal. Like, I don't know what's in the box. It's cereal. Right? So, now tell me that story. And then it led you to hit the streets and sell crack because you had a hole in your snicker. I want that part of the story. Yeah. Now, don't just keep telling me you're a drug kingpin, and I know you're not, because you're on the street. No way you saw that much coke. The feds are real good at what they do, and you still on the street. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Y'all look crazy. Crispy rice.
Yeah, crispy rice and shit. Well, fuck.
Oh, y'all look crazy. Yeah, I wasn't in the trenches. Y'all was in the trenches.
Powdered milk. How about that? You had to mix water with the shit to make the shit. I've eaten cereal with fucking water. Just eat the cereal off it, let the water wet the shit. And just, man, listen. Talking about thick peanut butter? Man, listen. Y'all don't know. Y'all ain't got a clue, man.
You're right.
My daughter be on the phone like, Dad, please just stop. I don't want to hear about when you had two pair of pants.
And what is the Israel Max password?
Yeah, just give me the fucking password, Dad. Heads, you went to school with two pair of pants and three shirts, so you was mixing it up, having niggas confused like you had nine outfits. Yeah. Niggas can make three pair of pants and six shirts if he do it right. Yeah. Hey, nigga, didn't I see you? Nah, nigga, just, you know. I used to have to hang my shit out the window to dry, nigga. And then if it wasn't a hot like night, I had to put that shit on damp, nigga. Jesus. I be damp in school, like by fourth period, my shit dry. Don't let a nigga have peed on the bed the night before, could happen. Man, I smell dampness, pee, nigga. Cat litter, nigga.
Jesus.
What the fuck is going on in your life, nigga? Shit. Yeah, man, that's all real shit, nigga. That is all real shit. I remember my cat peed on my jacket, and I didn't have another jacket. I ain't had no, and everybody kept saying, yo, I smell fucking cat pee, man. I started looking around with everybody else. I do too, when you smell like shit. Fuck, this is cat pee. Fucking somewhere, you know what I mean? True Ghetto Cosby story, this made me think of that. Now, I'm standing by the elevator. This is a True Ghetto Cosby story. I got a fart really, really bad. This is like the fart of all farts.
We've learned a lot about your bowel movements in the last 2 weeks.
So what I did was... The elevator wasn't moving. Yeah. I said, fine. I'll fart.
Yeah.
By the time the elevator comes down, I'll get in a fresh-smelling elevator, and I will go about my business. I fart, and then the elevator starts moving on its own. Oh, shit. Somebody is in the elevator coming down. I got to think fast, because they're going to know it's me. Yeah. This shit is... The lobby is lit. I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck should I do? So you know what I did? I went to the mailbox. Okay. I said, let me go get the mail. By the time they come out the elevator, I'll just be grabbing my mail.
Right.
And I mistimed it.
Yeah.
And got the mail early and walked back into the inertia of the fart, creating a whirlwind. As they was getting off the elevator, I was getting on. The shit stunk. Everybody looked confused. We was all like, what the? Y'all smell? I don't know. And I just got on the elevator and just went home and shit. Yeah. True Ghetto Cosby story. So Jesus. Be careful when you pass your gas in public places, because the situation could change. But give me credit.
I'm sorry. Again, I'm sorry. Again.
Yeah.
We don't got another song for you to redeem yourself.
No, we don't have any more songs. But something triggered the story. Just wanted to share with
you. My dad has issues. And I'm sorry. Again, I'm sorry. Let's just go to the next story, man. Yeah.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban
the Fart
X.
Whisperer. I like that.
So, dope story. We spoke about the CEO from Slightly Vegan.
Slightly Vegan, yes.
They got valued at $100 million because of a $25 million investment from the guy from Shake Shack, I believe.
Yeah, Shake Shack.
Right? So now, at the Clark Atlanta graduation, she gifted every member of the graduation class an LLC.
Bro, that is the bomb.
Yes.
That's what you gift them.
Yes.
You don't give them no bullshit. You give them something that they can build their business upon and start a foundation.
She said, every single graduate in this audience will leave the stadium as a business owner. That is
amazing.
That's giving a leg up. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
The guy, Robert Smith, remember, he gifted the entire Morehouse graduating class that year.
He paid their bills.
He paid their student loans.
Their student loan. That means you're coming out free of debt. Because the system is designed to keep you in debt. Mm-hmm. You don't take out all these loans that you never recover from, mm-hmm. and it messes with how you move forward. So by him clearing your debt, you come out clear, and then I was on you. She said, start your own business. I'm going to give you the leg up. Now you work backwards. I got the LLC. I can write certain things off. Now it is incumbent upon you to learn the business. We teach a course.
Yeah, we do.
And we're going to be talking about LLC this week.
Yes, on Wednesday.
Look at the synchronicity there. Crazy. Wednesday, 8 p.m. It's free.
Yeah.
Just tune in and we'll go through so you can go, what the fuck's LLC? We can go through it, show you what it is, show you how it's done, and show you how everybody should be in a situation where their business is legit because you can write off some things. It protects you. It's really, that's really dope of this sister.
Yeah. Yeah. Super cool. Me and my man Dre, we do a podcast called Real Revenue. We talked about generational wealth. And his idea, because he was like, yo, generational wealth, like, how much do you think that is? And we all have some just crazy numbers
in our head, yeah.
And sometimes it's just about giving the next generation a leg up,
yes.
right? Just giving them a bit of a head start. So he goes, like, what would have been a head start for you? And I'm like, yeah, if I didn't have to pay any loans, that would have been amazing, right?
Right.
But
right.
For an example, I got your old apartment handed down to me.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That was something that was handed down that helped. I had a new baby. Oh, snap.
Right.
An apartment that's familiar to me. Marcus had it first. Then I had it. So that's something generational that, and I'm going to hand it down to Odyssey if she wants it. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? So
yes.
That's something. That's something. My man, he got a car handed to him.
Mm-hmm.
Gifted to him. He didn't have to a note on it. So that's something that we can just start thinking about, something we can just hand down to the next generation that will just help them out somehow.
And what, like you said, it removes the notion that you feel it has to be $10 million that right. you left to your kids. Even in the free ebook.
Insurance. That
right.
helps. Like
yeah.
an insurance policy that
Absolutely.
You put on yourself that you can give down to the next generation. Just stuff, you know what I mean?
In the ebook that we put out, the free ebook about the 12 family principles, I talked about the conversation at the table with your children has to change, right? Because I said, for me, had the conversation been about finances, investments, stocks, bonds, this, the narrative would have changed and what I would have been propelled to do. Like, white kids are sitting down at the table, the more fortunate, not just white kids,
yeah.
and the conversation with their dad and mom is about something different, ownership.
Mm.
So the embedded within their lexicon is automatically ownership. Shit, we, like you said, Fruit Loops, Fruity Ling, rings, we basically surviving. SpaghettiOs, shit. You know, we trying to survive, so our mindset became about surviving. So what we're trying to do is be the first generation that just puts this thing and break the cycle. Powerful moment in the Kendrick Lamar album when his kids came on.
Oh, yes, yes.
It almost brought me to tears because on my song, Walk With Me,
Eli,
I got Eli and Odyssey yeah. saying, we love you, Daddy. And his kids are saying, congratulations, Dad, you did it.
Mm.
You broke the cycle. We love you. And it touched me because that's who he's doing this for. Mm. So that they don't have to inherit his pain and his trauma. See, inherit is not just finances.
Yeah.
Inherit is the trauma you pass down to your children through your experiences, your fears, mm-hmm. your this, your that. So don't always think about inheritance as a form of money. It's knowledge,
Like you said, it could be an apartment, a leg up on here, and can also be not transferring that trauma and allowing your kids to grow up vicariously. So I don't want you to have my experiences. Yo, he's not like you. My son is not supposed to be like me, because that means I didn't break any cycles and now he's going through my experience. I didn't learn nothing. If I went to prison and came home and now he in prison, that's right, John. You know, you got to do your time. And we inherit and pass these things on. It's very important. I don't want to get on my soapbox, but we love you guys. So don't think about inheritance as always something financial when it could be something tangible in so many other ways. And with that being said.
Oh, you know, I didn't realize we didn't take our second commercial
break. We got to take a commercial break.
Yeah, we do. We got bills to pay, y'all.
We got bills to pay. So let's get to the second commercial break.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
And we'll be right back with you.
So you want to know what we do and how we do it. Well, we got a step-by-step booklet for you to get to keep your game on track.
Yes. So we are introducing the Family Business Course. Right? Where we're teaching four different components on running an online family business. That's podcasting, YouTube, self-publishing, and t-shirt printing.
Right? And we also have a bonus course.
We do. We also have a bonus course teaching how to build your own membership.
Yes.
And how we were able to build our own as well. Step by step, line by line, we teach you even how to make the actual software for the membership. We teach you how to do all of that stuff.
Crazy.
Right? And an extra bonus is I threw in the ebook to Urban Excellence along with the video interviews. Never before
Drop
seen
the
footage.
Mic. Drop the mic.
Never before seen footage. And the reason why I did that is because I want to show families the 11 stories of people who also created their own businesses as well, who also overcame trials and tribulations as well. And I think it's all relevant to, you know, building your family business. So that's what we want you to go get.
We have a free ebook. It's absolutely free. And we have free online training, a free mini course to get you started.
Yes.
We recommend that you download, hit the link below, get the free ebook.
Yes.
Take the free training and then take that leap. And we're going to be here every step of the way.
Yes. So hit the link below and visit www.urbanx.nyc/family or just hit the link below.
Peace.
Peace.
What makes a great t-shirt? Is it fashion, fit, comfort? Is it what's printed on the front of the shirt? Whether it's a humorous message, political, or a social statement made to bring awareness to a noble cause? At Urban X TV, we believe that all of those things make a great t-shirt and then some. So we wanted to create a t-shirt line that was a little bolder, a little bit more challenging, one that stepped out of the boundaries. So we decided to introduce to you our not so subtle tees. It's one that speaks to the sentiments of what's going on in our environment today. It's one that will spark conversation. So log on to urbanx.nyc to pick up your not-so-subtle tees today. Or shop urbanx.com to pick up the latest in urban apparel. We thank you for your support. Peace.
And we are back.
Yes. Support those advertisers and get Eli and them in there.
Yes. Subscribe to Eli's podcast, a disabled podcast. Subscribe.
Yes. And support them.
Yes, I'm going to put the link in the chat right now.
Because me and Eli are going to be on fire tomorrow. We got a lot of sports to talk about.
I do have a lot to talk
Eli's
about.
Eli's got a lot of topics we got to cover. So we will be up here tomorrow doing his podcast and going in.
So what did you think? Did you hear about this? That Netflix sent out a memo to their employees that basically said, if y'all don't like what we're doing,
bounce.
Y'all could quit.
I love it. I love it. I love it because what it's saying is like, we're tired of this. We do so many great goddamn things for y'all. You know what I mean? In reference to, benefits and this and that. And all y'all do complaining. And complaining makes the company look bad. Makes the brand look bad. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like it, here, bounce. And that's the gist of anything.
Yeah. Because what's happening with a lot of these companies, they're being held hostage by it's a minority of people. People think that the LGBT, that it's this huge community in a lot of these places. They're not.
Right. Right.
They have a big voice because they have a platform, because so many people are scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the grand scheme, they're a minority. And a lot of people, they can have their feelings regarding, like, okay, we don't feel like you guys should be beat up. Or we feel like you guys should have regular rights. But y'all are imposing now. Y'all are bullying now. Like, y'all are, you know, like, holding this company hostage. Not, you know, we're not doing that no more.
Yep. Yep.
Y'all can leave. So I respect that.
I respect that. And that's a bold stance that maybe other companies will take.
Hopefully.
In the grand scheme of things. You don't like working here at McDonald's? Burger King's cross street thing?
Yeah, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I put the link to Eli's podcast in the chat so you guys can subscribe. That would be greatly appreciated.
It really would.
Some amazing shows.
He really does.
Yes.
And his partner,
Freddie, he's about to graduate.
Yeah, he's about to graduate. Saturday, as a matter of fact.
That is amazing.
And that's amazing. So shout out to Freddie, who's about to graduate from college.
Real quick, shout out to my man Rome. He's one of in a dad group. He had his son a couple days before Noble was born.
Right,
he just graduated from Columbia.
Columbia University?
Yeah, with his master's.
Wow.
He has, like I said, he has a toddler. He got another one on the way, and he just graduated from Columbia.
That's what it is.
Yo, buzz.
And what he's doing is he's getting that out the way now.
Yeah.
So he can spend time watching his children growing and don't have regrets.
That's what I'm... That's
you don't go back and be like, ah,
yeah,
because you're a little dirty ass, I didn't finish. No, I finished in spite of... I got that out of the way. Let's move forward.
Yeah.
So shout out Rome.
My man. I mean, brilliant.
What it's telling me is that you don't make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get so many people, I could have went back, but my son, no excuses. Get the job done.
Somebody said, are you guys related to Mod TV? No, I went to high school with Jared. That's my guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shout out Jared.
Him
we brought him, to the crib, right?
Yeah, yeah. I have an interview from him from years ago, from 2018.
Yeah. That's the guy.
On the channel. That's my guy. I went to high school with him, Clarence, like all of them, so.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Brittany Griner has to spend another month locked up.
I heard.
This is...
I heard. And who knows what's going to happen in that month.
Yeah.
Are they using her now as a political pawn? Because I told you, that shit... We got to send a stealth team in there to get her at some point, no?
I mean, because people were saying if that was LeBron, something would have happened.
If that was LeBron, they would have sent Delta 12 in there and got his ass.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not even.
Let's keep it a bean, all right?
Yeah, I'm not even mad because it is true.
They go, she can dunk.
Yeah, it is true. So,
but
I don't...
she is, you know, her life is worthy of if you're an American. What's the point of being an American citizen?
Right.
If America's not going to fight for me when I'm jammed up,
right?
And that should be some what do you call that? Every state has a one of them buildings where everybody goes.
Embassy.
Shouldn't that be some embassy?
But
shit?
You know, Russian and American relations isn't bad. Isn't the best. So
right.
I'm not sure how that would work. And you know what's crazy? Real quick, speaking of Russia, right? So people are mad at. Oh, somebody got a question.
Shout out Anaya.
Hey,
that's Mary Magna Cum Laude.
Shout out, got her BS.
Oh, yeah. Talking about? So what we talking about?
Listen, congrats, man. I don't want to hear nothing about, you know, this white institute. Listen, she graduated.
I don't
want to
hear none of that. And she was the best in her goddamn class.
Listen, I
am. Deal with it.
A huge supporter of anything that requires discipline. We're proud of you. Continue to be excellent, man.
Yes, and as long as her parents do their job to give her knowledge of self and let her know what's real and what's not, she good.
And make her watch the Urban X podcast.
Make her watch the Urban X podcast. The
homework, you know.
Tell her Uncle Dad is a little off, but you follow the blueprint, you'll be all right.
Exactly. What was I saying, though?
You were saying you owe me $50.
Right.
That's what you're definitely saying.
I was saying something else. It'll come back to me.
Oh, it was about Britney.
Oh, no, about Russia, right.
Russia.
So when Russia, you know, invaded Ukraine and stuff like that, the whole world gave sanctions to Russia. We got the Putin price hike and stuff like that. America just sent some troops back into Somalia after Trump pulled them out.
Really?
Right. Exactly. No sanctions. No sanctions for
no
the U.S.
Sanctions.
No sanctions for Biden because you just invading Somalia. Why are we there?
And why are we in Somalia in the first place?
Exactly. Why are we there?
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Questions that need answers.
Think
about that.
And yeah, listen, this whole thing is a money laundering scheme, all right? Brilliant money laundering scheme because it's legal. They got y'all to ask for it. You got Ukrainian flags in your bio.
Yeah, yeah.
You said pray for Ukraine. Y'all asked for this.
Yeah.
So now I'm legally just putting money in from one pocket into the other.
Internet is the greatest hustle going.
Greatest hustle in the world. So check, you know, just pay attention to that stuff. What do you think about Tom Brady getting this $400 million, $375 million?
Tom Brady's the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's a Jesuit. He's definitely part of the Jesuit.
You know what his wife said? You remember what he said about his wife having the altar?
No.
Yo, you didn't hear that?
He said some witchcraft shit.
Yeah, and like his wife has predicted all his good seasons.
Yeah.
Since he's played, like since they got together.
She's a high witch.
Gotta be.
And he's a Jesuit. They don't let individuals like him. He ain't got no TV experience. And he's going to transition from the NFL straight into the booth for $375? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
That is of the Jesuit order if I've ever seen it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Remy Ma got a street named after her in the Bronx.
All right, Remy Ma. Big L.
Big L also got a street named after him in Harlem.
Big L got a street named after him in Harlem. Shout out Big L. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Mary J. Blige just won the Icon Award at the Billboards.
Oh, nice.
Shout out Mary J. Blige. Oh. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All our people who are doing that there. Now, did you know, if you buy sneakers off of
StockX,
they could be counterfeit sneakers.
Yeah, so it's a
Nike went and bought their own sneakers.
Corporate war.
It was some counterfeit shit.
Corporate war that's happening between Nike and StockX.
Well, explain it to me.
I don't know. I can't defend the fake sneaker stuff. One, I'm not of the sneaker culture.
Dude, I used to go down to Canal Street all the time and get fake shit.
Yeah.
I like coochie sweaters, all coochie kind sweater. Of shit. The Air Force Ones, dude, I would buy, no.
It's Air Force Twos.
No, okay. I would buy, they was like $30 a pair. I get 10 pair for the whole summer. Some fresh tees, and you can only wear them once, maybe twice. You know, two wears before them sits bed, and you got to throw them sits out. But all summer long, I'm fresh, like this.
Yeah.
White tee, bam, for $300. See, y'all got to know how to move y'all shit around, son.
Yeah, so I think they suing, and then apparently, they're mad because StockX is selling some NFTs, but that have of Nikes, and they're using like Nike branding to sell their own NFTs.
You can't do that. That's Nike's branding.
Yeah, and Nike is like, we need to cut off that, or y'all can't do that.
Yes, yes, that makes sense.
It's corporate wars, corporate warfare.
All right. Well, somebody got to pay. You can't be using Black Dot's logo for your NFT.
Right.
And I ain't getting no cut
out. Exactly.
You
exactly.
You can't do that.
Exactly. So
take it to the streets.
I think corporate warfare is the most interesting that you could watch, especially when you kind of know what's happening. Like, remember, I was one of the first people, I say on Black YouTube, talking about the Facebook Apple stuff.
I remember. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people was up on that until it got like more public, but what they could do to really just hurt this other company, just like bottom line, like Facebook gets a lot of money from ads, and a lot of people have iPhones. The iPhone is just like, we don't like how you're doing business. Like on another level, we're going to make it so where now your ads won't track people.
Yeah, yeah.
On none of their devices.
Now you fucked.
Now people.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of bread. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's fascinating. Fascinating stuff.
StockX guarantee authenticity. Obviously not. Because Nike went and bought their own shit. Unless Nike is pulling.
I can say that.
These are fake.
Yo, I know people
and
who
be looking at one little that stitch.
Exactly. I know people who go on StockX all the time and can't get no sneakers. So how?
Yeah. My daughter be waiting, anticipating.
Right.
It'd be 11:59. And she's like, these shits go on sale at 12. She be having the shit in her cart.
Yeah.
And when 12 o'clock comes, she hit the button, sold out.
Yeah.
How's that even humanly possible?
Right.
Right?
So you just happened to get your lawyers to buy some sneakers and they was fake? Come on. I don't know.
But dude, the same people making Nike sneakers.
It's the same people.
The same Ming Li and them over in China.
You're right. You're completely
same
right.
Same people making the sneaker.
You are completely
it's just
right.
Just that when Nike come, they close that curtain. No curtain. No, I can't see that.
You are completely right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when other people come, you have a money, right? You have a money, I got a Nike sneaker.
and they sell you the bullshit, looks just the same.
Sam, you're right. You're like completely this. Correct.
Only thing about the Jordans, the fake Jordans used to squeak too when you walk. So those are the little things that niggas be like, you know. I remember one time me and the guard, we had a show to do, right? He in the building, 120. Yeah. And we had no fucking money. I think I told this story. And we had a show. We needed some fucking Timberlands, man. And we went to the bingo place with old people. Mm-hmm. We sat in, it was right over the supermarket on Burnside. And we was playing bingo. I did not know these old people was that fast. We was like, look, come on, God. Yeah. They're old people. That was swift with the bingo shit.
That's hilarious.
And they had 4 and 5 boards out. They took this bingo shit serious. Oh, it was like a bingo Olympics or some shit. And we lost. We lost our fucking money. We had to go buy our Alpine boots. Which just looked like Tim's. It was not Tim's. Everything else was dope.
Oh my God.
It was dark in the club and shit, but yeah, that was
the master
plan. And I had to stop Rod. Rod was ready to just pull the mask down. I'll just clear the shit out, Lord. You tell me. I'm like, no, I probably know a few of these old people. They got 3 and 4. How the fuck these old people? They don't know their name, but they got the man.
Oh my God. That bingo place is still there, isn't it?
Yeah, we walked into the Bingo Olympics.
Oh my God.
And I had one board, B7. I'm like, B. Oh, B7. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, we took a L.
Crazy.
That's only, it's either that or sell drugs.
Yeah.
And we was like, look, nigga, the bingo looked like easy money.
Yeah.
We surveyed the room. Everybody here, oh, my nigga. Let's get this money.
Oh no, that's gonna be an episode on a show. Like,
yeah, we lost.
Oh, that is
and
funny.
We went right downstairs. How much for the Alpines? 30?
That is funny.
Give him a pair. Give me a pair.
Oh man,
and we'll go do the show.
You are tuned into the sounds.
That
of
is
Urban
a
X.
Ghetto Cosby shirt. The guard is sitting right there.
Yo, so you know Coinbase? Remember, like crypto took a beating last week, right?
Yes, yes.
So Coinbase, you know, the virtual wallet that everybody gets their crypto, you know, they hold.
I have
crypto.
Coinbase.
Right. They said if they go bankrupt, your crypto, whatever you had invested, is gone.
Because I should get my little money out.
You should probably take it out. A lot of the real crypto bros, the crypto experts, they'll tell you Coinbase, Robinhood, all these places that have crypto, that's not your wallet. You need a cold wallet.
Yeah, you need the cold, the shit that only you have.
That only you have, the
Chicago cryptocurrency exactly. Taught us that, yeah.
So
I got to get my money out of Coinbase.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get my money out of Coinbase.
There was another YSL rapper, Lil Keith. He passed away.
Yeah, some liver failure or something? Yeah,
something to that effect. But I thought that was sad. Like, they've taken a lot of L's, YSL. Remember,
yeah,
they all in jail for the Rico stuff.
Yeah, and they got
happening.
Him in a dungeon too, your man.
Yeah, he's in solitary.
Yeah.
You know, apparently they had him on wiretap. He was wilding.
I told you, bro, when the Rico, when the feds come through, son.
No, and apparently it's not the feds. That's the state. State Rico.
Oh, fuck.
And somebody else, I forget who it was, said, I think it was Wack 100. He said the fact that it's state means that they're going to try to get him to waste all his money fighting the state charges. Then the feds are going to come
then
in.
Then the feds come in.
Yeah.
After they drain him with his money.
Drain him.
Then the feds come in and go, we got you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once they get you on them recordings, Lord, it's just a wrap, huh? You got to be careful with everything you say on these phones.
Crazy, man. But let's take some questions and then
we up out of here.
Out of here. We have an after show, right?
You want to do an after show? We'll do an after show. We'll do an after show. Yeah, I'm with that.
Let's take some questions. Somebody said, just started colon detox, and good God, it ain't no joke.
A colon detox.
Sure it ain't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I told you, I did that lemon juice joint. First of all, let me report to y'all on my abstinence for 1 year. I never reported back to the people.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Remember, I was saving my semen for a whole year's time. I didn't say I wasn't engaging in sex. Now, early on, let me share this with you. Early on, the sex was easier to have. Mm-hmm. The further and further I got into months 8 and 9, it was so sensitive down. I told you, if I walk, like my nuts rub my leg, it could explode. Right now, I was doing this because I suffer from kidney failure, mm-hmm. and I'm just looking for ways to alleviate inflammation. So this ain't for everybody, all right? I didn't bust a nut. I didn't go on Pornhub. Because they like, Black Dot, you have not been here in a while. So I didn't go on Pornhub.
Somebody said Malcolm, stop him. No.
This is a true story. No. I want to share this. No, this is not even a joke. This is real stuff. So, but what happened was, as I got to a year, mm-hmm. I made a year. Clap that up for Dot.
That's up to you.
Right?
That's up to you.
Something very strange started happening. My balls started swelling. No, serious talk. It was like I couldn't sit down. It was so much fluid, I guess, because I didn't bust off. No, this is real talk.
Could have been an after show segment, but okay.
And my balls, it was like I was sitting on a beach ball. I had to watch how I sat, and it became very, very uncomfortable. So if you are going to do the abstinence, do it. That's great. Save your seed. Go into a meditative state. Open up them chakras. Do all you have to do. But when I got to a year and like 13 months in, I could barely walk. And it was like, it was really, really bad. And then I had to let it go.
Sorry, y'all. I've just been apologizing all day.
And I let it go.
And I'm sorry, man.
I let that bitch go. I was like, hey, get in your ass in there. I can't hold this shit no fucking more.
Jesus Christ.
Let this bitch go. So that's the...
questions that deviate from...
Blue balls, Donald Sheriff. I think I had blue balls.
Question, do you guys notice about Black and Buffalo, who talked about Shooter today? He had on a shirt that black... He had on an Urban X shirt that was black and gold with Black Kings. He ain't have no Urban X shirt.
He ain't have no Urban X shirt on. Stop that.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's what it is. That's my medical report.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Malcolm, I had a membership question. Did you receive it? No, I did not. Email me at info@urbanx.nyc.
Yeah, we'll get your info in there for you.
If you send me an email, just send it another one. I can get back to you. I appreciate you, Quan S.
Yep.
What else, guys? Somebody said he was like Randy from South Park. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I thought about. I was boing, 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 that's boing, hilarious. Boing, boing. It was bad. But they don't tell you that. All them gurus and shit. I got that from Montauk Chia. He's got a book on that, how to retain your seed.
You're supposed to float. Like, you're supposed to levitate.
I was waiting for the levitation.
You're supposed to levitate.
I was waiting for the awakening. I was waiting. And the only thing, my balls got heavy, bro. I couldn't walk. Yeah.
Somebody said not the Shooter shirt, but the black. I didn't see his shirt, but he ain't having no Urban X shirt.
Somebody said I should have had a natural release in my sleep. I didn't. I was really focused on holding that. I wanted to see. I'm Virgo and I'm very analytical. So I wanted to do the knowledge to see just where, because prior to that, I think I did 52 days and that was nothing. I really wanted to get into it, and I was able. And like I said, it was easy early on, not to hop onto the subject. It was easy early on. It just got it's got difficult. So if you're going through something, you read Montauk Chia's book on, how to refrain from letting your seed go. He needs to put a disclaimer.
Good question, Sandra. Is mama dad okay? Because that is too much. I know.
Oh, you, in order to listen, in order to be my wife, you got to be okay. You gotta be because
is the mask mandate coming back to New York? They threatening it. They said they're gonna put the COVID level back up to high. I don't know. I don't think people will go for it anymore.
No, I don't think so. I hope not. But they are trying to introduce that shit back into the. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're trying to. I don't know, kind of like ramp it back up. But it's hot now. Like, how can you like get people scared?
Yeah,
outside, bro.
But they plant the seed for now for when the fall.
I was in Prospect Park. Not a mask in sight.
Not a mask in sight. Yeah, Malcolm, will you do this to your son?
Probably.
When you get older.
Probably.
You should.
Yeah, I should. Right? Like,
gotta, you know.
Yeah. What else?
What happened with the Suns yesterday? They got smoked.
They got clapped. Oh, my God.
They got clapped. Doc, can you speak a little bit about the Blood Moon, Luna? No, coming to the after show, maybe Chanel or Lord Knows can get in there. And one of our resident people who know more about that. But it did synchronize with the killing, so I was kind of just raised the red flag. You know, doesn't mean that that's what it was. Now, New York been doing what? Mm-hmm.
Break the cycle, Malcolm.
Yeah.
True. Don't be like your dad.
I think Aaron Cromartie, he asked about did we speak about Jay Prince calling Not Whack, or was that an after show?
I think we spoke about Jay Prince. Whack looked like he got like a death sentence and shit.
It seems like they just kind of like, whoever was his handler just kind of told him like, yo, just go ahead.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
I believe there was something that took place in Milwaukee as well in terms of a shooting.
Mm.
I don't know if it was a mass shooting, but I did hear they canceled, you know how they let the people from Milwaukee, like if the team is on the road, come in a certain section on the big screens and watch the game, they canceled that.
Oh, wow.
Due to fear of what could take place, because I believe, don't quote me, something did happen in Milwaukee.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did hear that. Did you hear the NYC subway shooter and R. Kelly? Apparently,
yeah, they cellmates.
Apparently they're cool.
That's interesting.
What the hell?
You know? You customize shirts. I'm in Oakland. Call us.
Yeah, email us at sales at urbanx.nyc.
Dotson Black Dot, does the NBA have a xenophobia problem, in particular with embracing?
Nah, I think the NBA actually is trying to do the most to get foreign players.
Yeah, they're doing a lot.
I think they even...
Luka, look at Luka.
They're doing something else.
Luka, Jokic is the MVP. Giannis was the MVP prior to that. So they really pushing that. So I can't really say they're. I did see Kevin Samuels on the episode of Atlanta. I saw a snippet of it.
The NBA is doing something like they're gonna have.
Wow, 21 people got shot in Milwaukee.
They're
God gonna. Damn.
Sheesh. They trying to have like some games in Africa or something to that effect. I'm not sure.
Malcolm, did you know that Black Dot was smacking off people's heads in 125th? In 1987, he was wilding in the yard. No cap. No, that wasn't me.
He said, that wasn't me. I'm trying to find out because my man sent it in the chat. It was something about, but yeah, NBA, they try to do the most with these foreign players.
Yeah, it's an international game now.
Yeah.
And they really pushing it because, like I said, Luka making it to the Western Conference Finals is big. You know what I mean? And Jokic was the MVP. Giannis. Had Middleton been there, you know, they would have had a better shot to get that done. So, no, they're not xenophobic.
Yes,
the
NBA Abu Dhabi games will mark the league's first games held in the AUE and the Arabian Gulf. So, they're trying to push it out everywhere.
Right, right.
I don't think it's a – maybe you're talking about with players themselves. I'm not sure.
Got you.
But I know the league, they're trying to get everybody
on board with
on
that.
Board. Remember they had the NBA Africa they're trying to do?
Yeah, they had them big 9-foot dudes who can jump 13 feet in the sky.
There you go.
And Mutombo was working with them.
What about people such as ISIS? Wisdom says Bill Gates died. And I don't know about the people who really here, really not here. I don't know.
Do you think all these mass shootings are setting up a new gun control? Well, this gun control law has been going around forever.
Yeah, that's like another abortion thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those.
If everyone has guns, no one would kill each other. This, so it lends to itself every time a mass shooting takes place. The same a political stance comes about. The same players come out and you know, take their stance on that. So, you know. The lines are too long at Costco's for gas, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I think the Democrats, again, I think this is a force shortage. Like, they're trying to kind of see, you know. But what's happening is...
The baby formula.
It's working against them.
Fucking baby formula.
People, like, there's people going, yo, y'all are the ones in office. Why is this happening? Ukraine has nothing to do with baby formula.
Nothing.
Nothing to do with our gas.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing to do with our food. So, like, what is the problem, man?
And side note to parents, I heard there's no baby formula shortage in Canada.
Yes.
So, order it through the mail if that's the route you're taking.
On Amazon,
and you'll be fine.
Facts.
This is what I'm hearing, you know.
But, guys, with that being said.
Yes.
This was an amazing show. We appreciate you.
Like,
share, and subscribe. For the members, we will see you guys in, like, 20 minutes.
Give us 20 minutes.
We'll see you guys in the after show. And yeah, peace.
Peace.
Booyah.